Mayor de Blasio isn't letting up on his push to expand pre-K to all four-year-olds in the city, but he says he won't settle for just any program. It has to be quality pre-K. WNYC's Yasmin Khan visits a well-regarded program to see what quality looks like and why it doesn't come cheap.
At the Children's Aid Society on 101st Street, pre-K students get a good chunk of time in the day for free play. But there's an assignment. The kids have to write out a plan.
So you chose an orange clothespin, so that, what does that mean? What station do you go to?
I go to that one.
The emergency what is that one?
Room.
They're going to the emergency room, one of the areas set up for dramatic play that's meant to model real-life situations. It even has a waiting area and clipboards where people can sign up for appointments. A student named Jasmine chooses another station, table toys.
You can play with Play-Doh, you can play with puzzles, you can play with all sorts of stuff.
But first, students sit at their tables, markers in hand, and draw a picture of themselves playing at the station they want to go to. They write their name at the top of the page, and at the bottom, a sentence about what they're going to do, sort of. At this age, they write the first letter of each word. Before the clean sheets of paper come out, the lead teacher, Deborah Marquez, sits in a tiny chair next to her students and distributes yesterday's play plans for students to read and review.
They can remember something that they can do also. Like if a friend went to another area and they want to go to that area now, they'll know something that they can do.
And why do you plan it out? Just for the extra structure? Or?
For the intention, so they can become intentional.
Mariah Capio is the Deputy Director of Early Childhood Programs for Children's Aid. She says this is all part of making the most of the four-year-old year.
When you're having so much brain development happening at this age, you really need to kind of target your focus with each kid. If you don't have a structured day, if you don't have a structured curriculum, and you're letting everybody just do their thing for 6 hours, you're missing out on that opportunity.
For one, this classroom uses a research-based curriculum called Tools of the Mind. That's where the play plan comes from, and the emphasis on dramatic play. The ratio of adults to kids is also small. There's one lead teacher and two assistants for a class of up to 20 students. And Capio says teachers get targeted support, meeting with a coach once a week.
So kind of having that level of accountability, you know, someone checking in and making sure it's moving along is so important.
Children's Aid spends a bit more per child than what Mayor de Blasio is proposing. But Capio says the funding is comparable because the Children's Aid day is longer and the classes are year-round. So this type of program could resemble what the city tries to roll out. The Children's Aid model also provides support to families, another part of the mayor's plan for families in high-need areas. It means hiring family workers to help connect parents to health services or a local food bank or financial literacy classes.
Those supports at home stabilize a family, which then allows the child to be a better learner when they come to school. So that whole piece of the behind-the-scenes early childhood world is crucial to get a family and a child ready for kindergarten.
To the kids, this all unfolds as a pretty fun and social day.
I smell like rice pudding or something.
Yeah, I think it's oatmeal.
It's oatmeal, yeah.
Students eat all of their meals family style. For breakfast, they're having sliced pears, oatmeal, and 1% milk. Capio says this, too, is part of their instruction.
Each child learns to, you know, scoop one or two scoops to their plate, and then they pass the dish and, you know, the teachers facilitate the conversation with the children around the table, so it's very much a, you know, continuation of their learning day.
The challenge ahead for Mayor de Blasio is making sure that all pre-K programs have this same level of quality, the ones already in existence, and the thousands of new classes he wants to open by this fall. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.